I took my hands off to the fans, because they, you know, they're by them yelling, screaming, and motivating us, you know, that's what helped us with this win.
You might have answered this already, but your first half, I mean, mm-hmm. Paige is quiet, the guys are quiet, but you're doing stuff you haven't done in a while.
I was just on. My team was trying to give me the ball. I was feeling pretty hot, but I was trying to play within the concepts of the team. Just taking good shots, nothing ill-advised, and they was looking for me. And I knew, you know, later in the game that McAdoo and Paige would get hot, so I was waiting for them.
You got to get Paige to stop doing this in the second half. Do a little bit more in the first half.
Look, listen, if Paige continues to do this and we get wins, I don't care. I really don't care, you know. You know, but he knows what he needs to do, and I think he's done a marvelous job of, you know, doing what he needs to do. And he knows when to turn it on and when to cool off. So he's doing a good job.
Can you talk a little bit about the resolve of the team with all the free throw misses, but yet still getting the defensive stops to hang in there?
Yeah, that was the biggest key. Just the defensive stops. We weren't hitting free throws at one time, but we was just trying to make sure we get those defensive stops. At one point, it was going back and forth, and we had to, you know, talk to the team. I think the coaches talked to the team and said, look, we can't just go back and forth. We have to get stops. We have to make them turn the ball over, and that's what we did. You know, we started focusing on, you know, getting stops and running the floor, and that's what we did.